This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Parents and Tots program in Whaletown is hosted at the Gorge Hall and is expanding to a summer schedule for the first time. I sat down with Serene Watson, the facilitator for Parents and Tots, to find out how the new expansion came into fruition. How long have you been running the Parents and Tots program?
I took over the program last spring in May, and usually the program runs with the school year from September to June. So last June, we finished the program as usual and took a summer break with the school and restarted again in September.
And what made the Whaletown Community Club, who runs this program, decide to extend into summertime?
It was conversations with the parents and the questions of why doesn't this program go in the summer? It was not every kid's favorite day. The kids were anticipating the Mondays to arrive at the Parents and Tots program. We have a very vibrant community at Parents and Tots at the Gorge Hall these days. And the parents were wondering, why wasn't this going to happen in the summer? And I thought, yeah, that's a good question. Why isn't this happening? And can we make it happen? So with the parent interest, and then I approached the WCC, whose board agreed to fund it through the summer. So we're going to go for it. So we have just recently switched from Mondays to now offering our program on Thursdays from 10:30 to 12:30. So we will be continuing throughout the summer and then the remainders of the year on Thursdays.
So it's a two-hour program every week. And does it cost money?
It is a free drop-in program with donations. So we have snacks and supplies. So by donation, we can have tea, coffee, snacks for the kids, and keep buying new supplies as we need them. And so it is for adults, caregivers, and adult caregivers, and children between 0 and 4, so before school age. Although all age siblings are welcome to attend. And I would love to see more babies out there. So we have expanded our play space to include the fireside room at the Gorge Hall. And that's a really cozy spot if you have a little baby and you want to get out of the house and socialize. Come on and get cozy in the fireside room. And then the main hall is the vibrant and very busy toddler play space.
Cool. That sounds like a very strategic layout.
It's the plan. We'll see how it goes.
You said that donations are accepted and you've been doing the program for almost a year. And I'm just curious, where does the funding come from and where did the new funding come from? And then also, are the donations helping perpetuate the snacks? Is that what you were saying, that mostly the donations go towards food?
Yeah, the donations would be towards funding program supplies, so the consumables that we're using with the program. So maybe new art supplies and new snacks and new toys as we need them or upgrades. And then the rest of the funding for the Parents and Tots program comes from the BC Gaming Grant. So the WCC is responsible for that with the request of parents to keep it going so we have a vibrant summer program. And then offerings for the community to keep connecting throughout the year is really nice, because between June and September is a big break for families not to connect in the same way. So it's really sweet that we can keep meeting and the kids can keep showing up and keep seeing each other in a comfortable, cozy space. So I'm so grateful for the WCC and the Gorge Hall and the families.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's my favorite day right now. It's a very sweet space to be. So I'm grateful to have this position.
Beautiful. Do people need to RSVP, or is there a way they can reach out if they want to donate?
Oh, that's very thoughtful. Yeah. You can contact me at my email address, serenewatson@hotmail.com, or probably contact the WCC at the Gorge Hall, too, to offer donations. And yeah, just drop in. We'll be there Thursdays from 10:30 to 12:30.
Awesome. Do you also accept food donations?
That would probably be really sweet.
Does it usually just sometimes come from other parents? Or it sounded like you had been receiving them.
Oh, no. Some parents sometimes bring snacks to share. Families will bring their own snacks, but then all of a sudden there may be a communal snack. And then I've started bringing fresh fruit, and we're always offering teas, and sometimes we have other treats. So it's just a community snack time.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.